Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Chet, Mishnah Chet. This is Al Pi Shmu, and blame him if it's not true. So we've had this wonderful perek with the dinim, all these sweet dinim of Mitamecha, Lotimuni, and Atati, Mateni. We went through so many beautiful cases where something could be Mitame, another item, but not an item that the other item would be Mitame. So we went through all of those strange cases, and now we arrive at Mishnah Chet, which is a completely different sugya, and we're going back to the original topic. So the question is, we've spoken about the dinim of the tuma that is involved in the mayim, but what constitutes mayim chayim? Because it's like an open question. Mayim chayim? I mean, isn't everything sort of mayim chayim if it isn't coming directly from a kli? So over here, as long as I take the water out of any body of water, is it kosher? So it turns out that we need to define the difference between a mikveh hamayim and mayim chayim. So kol hayamim, all of the oceans and all of the seas have a din of a mikveh, but they do not have a din of a mayan, which means that for the specific cases where the Torah insists that we need mayim chayim, you cannot utilize mayim chayim from just a standing lake or an ocean. And the reason is because it says beferish in these cases, mayim chayim. So therefore, you're not going to be able to use it for a tefillah of a zav or a zava. You're not going to be able to use it for the tziporim of a mitzora. Over there also specifies al mayim chayim. And again, in our sugya, you're not going to be able to use it for the pora. Shenemar ulamikveh hamayim kara yamim. So that means the yamim are mikveh mayim. It says a beferish in the Torah. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So that means that it's a standing pool. It's a mikveh. And that's how the Torah defines the seas. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehudah Meir. Actually, that's true, but it's only true about the oceans. The Yama Gadol. That is a mikveh. That's true. And that's what it was talking about over there, where all the mayim of Bereshis, they came into one place. It's a question whether he's including over here the Mediterranean Sea, which is often called also the Yam HaGadol, or not, and whether just the fact that the Straits of Gibraltar cut it off, it's not therefore considered to be part of the ocean. Okay, most learn that it is. But other waters that are not part of the ocean, they're fresh seas, they are kosher from Echatas, according to Rav Yehuda, because lo ne'emar yamim, ela sheyesh bo minei yamim harbe. Why would the Torah call it yamim if lamaisa it's one sea? Because the ocean system of the earth has so many different types of waters and rivers that are pouring into it from all of the continents. So therefore, it's called the Yamim, even though it's one gigantic ocean. And remember, that's the beautiful Gemara that brings, Eino dome tam dag ole ba'ako, le tam dag ole betzidon. So even a slight difference of where in the coast you fished, you have a completely different ecosystem, you have different types of tastes, different types of fish, and therefore it's called yamim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hayamim metaharim bezochalim, upsulim lezavim ulemetzoraim ulekadesh me'mechatat. I want to make one thing very clear, says Rabbi Yossi. This din of mayim chay, of a mayan, there's two completely different elements about it. One is it considered to be the equivalent of a mikveh in which if it's moving, that it's not able to be metayer? Well, a spring is metayer when it's moving, right? That aspect of the mayim chayim, it does have. It's like a mayan in that sense. However, it's not mayim chayim as a mayan is, and therefore it's posel lezavim, l'metzoraim. Look, when it says metzoraim, it does not mean for the tefillah of metzoraim. Remember, for zavim, it means the tefillah of zavim. For metzoraim, it means for the mayim that you use for the shechita of the tzipor on, in the blood should go into the mayim achayim. It's not referring to the tefillah. Ulekadesh mayim mechatat, because over there, you actually need literal mechayim, and mechayim is where the water is coming out fresh from the ground, and a mikveh, by definition, is not coming out fresh from the ground. Okay, there's a big question over here among the Rishonim about whether Rabbi Yossi is including, when he says kol hayamim, does he mean kol hayamim, even including the Yom HaGadol, or does he mean kol hayamim, meaning lakes and things. Okay, these are big machlokes in Hilchos Mikvaos, which Bezrat Hashem will get to when we learn Mikvaos. Perek Chet Mishnah Tet. Hamayim Hamukim. Let's say there's been damage to this water. We're going to talk about what type of damage we're referring to. That's not kosher. And that's possible for the mechatas and for anybody who needs mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means also fresh water. It's not fresh if it's been messed up with pollutants and so on. Elu hein hamukim. How do I define damaged water? So water that are meluchim or they're poshrim, so they've been heated or salt. And hamayim hamechazvim are also psulim. So if this is currently flowing water, but it stops, the flow stops, and only after the rainy season when it's replenished with snowfall and so on, then it's novea. That's not called mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is that it's connected to aquifers in such a way that it's always flowing. Elu hem ha-mayim ha-mechazvim, but what is considered to be actually not reliable water that doesn't flow all the time? What's all the time? So elayim ha-mayim ha-mechazvim, ha-mechazvim echad b'shavua. If once you have every 7 years, you've got a period in which it stops flowing, that's considered to be mayim mechazvim. But if it's more than sheva shanim, then it's kosher. Ha-mechazvim b'pumasayot. However, if you've got water that when there's an invasion going around and the enemy who doesn't give a hang about your aquifers and they're destroying the aquifers that are overdrawing water in order to support their armies and so on, and they go out of their way to ruin even your water sources, or Bishnei Bitzaron, where there's been no rainfall, and that is considered not to be mechazev. That's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda posel, even mayim that are only mechazvim because of external reasons, like the enemy, that is still considered to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, posel. Wow. Unbelievable. Maybe Barnea can help us out with the words, the names of the next Mishnah, because it's quite confusing. Me karmion ume fuga. Are psulim from echatas, mefi shehem me bitzim, because this is swamp water, even though it is natural water. Now, it seems, according to the Rambam, that these are references to the Chula Valley. And Rabbanei, if you're there, getting out one of your books,
the Chosa Aretz talks about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's upstairs. I'll see if I...
Upstairs? Since when do you have an upstairs? You mean on your roof? He's got an upstairs, Barnea? Okay. Maybe he built an aliyah? I'm sure his upstairs neighbor probably had something to say about it. All right. Anyway, we're cutting. I don't want to spend a lot of time because who knows where upstairs is. Maybe it's the 25th floor, you know? So anyway, according to the Rambam, He says these are the names of rivers in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the only thing I can think of that would be Mei Beit Sin are the two original expansions of the water that was headed down towards the Kinneret along the upper flow of the Yarden, which before the very intelligent Keren Kayemet Yisrael drained the entire swamp and destroyed the whole ecosystem, which is now in the process of being rebuilt slowly. But before it was drained, had two separate expansions. And I'm thinking, I never saw anywhere that it was called Carmion or Fuga, but are you back from your upstairs?
Yeah, and it's down in the Miklad. I don't have it handy here. He has a whole chapter on it, the Tfus Haaretz.
Uh-huh. You don't remember what he suggests. Okay. All right, but what were the names originally that they used to use for the Chula and for that other piece that was above it, a small swamp?
There is a suggestion that that's the main Murim in Yehoshua. In terms of the Chazal name, I don't remember. Uh-huh. The Yarmuch comes in between the Golan and the Gilad swims in. That's the Yarmuch.
No.
And the others, I'm sorry.
No, we're talking about swamp water over here, maybe it seems. Yeah. So I'm assuming that that's what it is. But because of all of the messing with the ecosystem, it's difficult to know what it was referring to.
Purify the water was essential. It was effective.
I know. But Lamaisa, long-term effects, we're not, it's always like that. The law of unintended consequences. Sometimes we got to do what you got to do. Okay, anyway, so those are considered to be not Mayim Chayim because they're swamp. And there may be tzot. And maybe tzot are not kosher, the same way we spoke before about mayim, that's mukim. This is again, there are others who learn that we're talking about, this is a very strange pshat, according to the Oruch, that this is he says Carmion is the Amana in Damesek, which I don't understand, why the Mishnah would be talking about that. Okay, but the Pashtus is that we're talking about Al-Naharot Yechonaneah, which we're going to be learning later on in Baba Basra, and that's referring to the Yarden and the Yarmuch and the Carmion and the Pika. This is what it says about the Nahars of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam learns, Kepashtus, based on that Gemara, that these are places in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question exactly is, what is the problem? So, continuing on from the previous Mishnah, Mayim HaMukim, so maybe Tzot, or Mayim HaMukim, Kepashtus. Others learn that because of the filth in the water, it's considered to be a chatzitza. And that means you'll never be Mayim Chaim El Keli. That's how the Rash understands it. And other Rishonim also, Sri Nebafli, speak about it that way. Okay, so if that's the case, they're not considered to be Mayim Chaim. Fine. Mei HaYardenu, Mei HaYarmuch are psulim because they're Mei Ta'arovot. Because you have there a lot of water that's coming in from other sources. And therefore, they're Mei Ta'arovot. What do we mean by Mei Ta'arovot? We mean that if you have some water that's kosher for the chatas, or that's kosher for azov, and another source that's pasul, and they mix the nahar of kosher with the nahar of pasul, then you're not allowed to make a mile for the mayim of the pora, or to be tevel azov, from that point down in the flow of the river, which is why Rabbi Barnea mentioned earlier the Yarmuch, and when the Yarmuch empties into the Yarden. But if Shneim Ksherim Vinitarvot, just because it says mixed water, don't think that means mixed water, any water from two different sources. If both sources were kosher, so then there's no problem. Then they're Ksherim. Whereas Reb Yehuda passels because of a Gzera. If two sources are both happen to be Mayim Chaim, and you allow people to fill up or to be tevel itself in that area, so then they will think that the reason that it's kosher is that Be'ikar, this is a river that's kosher. And therefore, even if there would be a place where downriver would be after the tarovis of another stream that was possible for the mechatas, they won't realize that from that point on it's possible. So Rabbi Yehuda made an exerant that if there's a mixture of water from the point of the mixture on, even if it's kosher water, it becomes possible. Perek Chet Mishnah Yud Aleph. This also, we are looking to Reb Barnea to give us some help. The Be'er Achav and the Ma'arat Pamius, which unfortunately was very much in the news over Shabbos. Absolute disaster, a terrible fire by the Pamius because of the Mamzerim in Lebanon. A disaster, Mamish, very big fire. But anyway, the Ma'arat Pamius, we know where that is, and the whole nature preserve is badly damaged. What is the Be'er Achav? Are you aware of that, Reb Barnea? No? I understand. Where'd you go to school? Tel Aviv University or something? Okay, so wherever it is, that the Pamias, of course, we know, that's the where the Yarden comes out from. And Mayim Shenishtanu, and Shinuyan Machmat Atzmam Kisherin. If the color of the water changes, not because something was pushed into the water, but because the water itself got this curious tinge in it. So it's not Mayim Taruvas, and it remains kosher. Amata Mayim Aba'ami Rachok. Furthermore, suppose you have water coming directly from a Mayim Chayim Mayan, and the Mayim Chayim Mayan is 2 miles away, but you dug a water channel that allows it to come to this place. And now it's emptying into this, you know, your container for your chatas, for your mitzera, shchita. All of that is kosher. However, ubevachish menosh loyev sikena. I mean, how do you know that some guy, loyev sikena adam, some guy didn't put some kind of barrier up there in order to use it for his field or whatever. And at that point, it's no longer considered to be min ha-mayan, because it's not drawing directly freshly from the mayan anymore. Reb Yehuda Omer, once it has a chazoka of being the mayan at the beginning of the ama, areil becheskas muteret, there's no need to have actual watchmen there. You can assume that it's okay. Be'er, we don't pass them like that because of the chumras of Mayim Chayim. How about if a broken kli cheres fell into a be'er, o adama, or maybe some clay fell into it, and that makes it look muddy, as if it's mayim that were mekukalim? You should wait before doing the milui for the chatas, ashetetzel. You have to wait until the water goes back to being mayim chayim and being clear. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, anything that is just ground, sand, that's not considered to be a kilkol if it's not mamish and may be tzin, and therefore it's still considered to be mayim chayim even before it is all cleared up. That's the Rabbi Nubachi introduction, remember, with Yaakov and Esav. You know, the tzaddik, you wait a few minutes and everything goes back to being mayim tzlulim. It's not a big deal. Okay, Rabosai, that's wonderful. That brings us up to Perek Tashii tomorrow. And perfect timing here, continuing on with some of our chukas things into Bullock, and hope to be able to finish tomorrow more of it. Okay, Bisrot Tovot, every day, new surprises. It's wonderful being with you, and I wish you Yeshua's Chomez, Yeshias, Amecho, Boreches, Nachlatzetha, Im v'nasim ad ha'olam.